Northeast PA's Classic Rock, Rock 107. Good morning, I'm Prospector, and it's time for another Prospector prank call. Got an email from a guy named Steve who works for a large bank that has business here in Northeast PA, and they have a lot of employees. And he said, hey, Prospector, I'm working in the HR department. I was wondering if you could prank somebody I work with. So I'm going to reach out to the HR department and pretend to be a very nervous whistleblower. It's another Prospector prank call on Rock 107.
HR, this is Jessica.
Yeah, hi, Jessica. I would like to file a whistleblower complaint for someone who is causing a problem here at the company.
Okay. Can I get your name?
I would really rather be anonymous. Can I stay anonymous?
Yes, that's fine. It's not an issue.
Okay. I would like to report Jerry, who works in marketing.
Okay. And do you know Jerry's last name?
No, I don't.
Well,
I think it starts with a K. He drives like a green 4Runner.
Okay, there's a lot of Jerrys in this company.
But Jerry that works in marketing.
Well, there's over 600 employees that work for us.
Right, but I mean, just narrow it down to marketing. Jerry drives a 4Runner, a green 4Runner. You'll know who I'm talking about.
Okay, well, if I bring up Jerry with a K, there's about 10 Jerrys that come up.
Okay, well, look, are there 10 Jerrys in marketing? J-E-R-R-Y, Jerry, and he's committing theft, and he's stealing from the company, and I want to be a whistleblower.
And how is he doing that?
Well, he's taking property of the company home with him. I've witnessed it 4 different times.
Okay.
He takes it and he puts it right in his backpack. He's taken a whiteout, a stapler, and I saw him take 2 pads, 2 different times of Post-its. That's company property. You cannot do this. Whistleblower.
Okay.
I'm going
okay,
whistleblowing
that's fine.
On him.
You can calm down, though. We will take care of it.
Okay. I just want to know what's happening because I'm very nervous, and I don't want to end up in court over this, but I just can't let it go
well,
on.
Well, this isn't some type of federal crime. It's something that's going to be run through our policy.
Well, it is theft, right?
It
I mean, you
theft.
Just can't do that, okay?
No, you can't.
I mean, Jerry is taking Post-it notes, and I'll tell you something else he did. He's stealing company time. Write that down. Write it down.
Okay.
He was on social media last week for over 2 hours and 43 minutes combined last week.
Okay, but is he on his break?
I have a log. I have the logs for it. I can leave him somewhere indiscreet and you can go get him, okay?
Okay, but are these on his breaks or his lunch breaks during?
I don't think he's got 2 hours and 43 minutes of breaks. Are you writing this down?
I am, but you can calm down. It's okay. I'm listening.
I'm nervous because I don't want to end up in court or anything.
Well, if you're becoming anonymous, I mean, it's not going to be an issue.
Yeah,
if
but
you have to go to court.
Yeah, I know. I can't work at a place where this kind of crime is going on and just look the other way because I don't want to be an accomplice.
Our company has policies and procedures. So we will go through the policies and procedures.
Right. All the policies. Do you guys trace these calls?
No.
All right. So it's not being recorded.
What do you mean? No, we don't record our calls.
Okay. So here's what he did. He reached in the refrigerator and poured an international coffee creamer into his coffee who had someone else's name on it. That's theft, whistleblower. Write it down.
That's not theft.
It is theft. You take something that's not yours. That's theft, right?
Yes, you can say it that way, but it's not legal. I mean, everybody takes everybody else's stuff without asking.
So, I mean, it's a free-for-all? You can just take whatever
so,
you want?
Can you calm down? I'm trying to help to listen.
I'm just trying to be a whistleblower. You know what happens to whistleblowers, right? A Russian agent contacts them, and they disappear.
Sir, just calm down. There's no Russian agents that are going to come and accept you
don't know
or come
that?
And get you. They're not going to do that.
What
not
if they do?
Something...
Oh, why did I do this?
No,
why did I do this?
Not,
you know what? Just
true,
just
sir.
Pretend that just pretend it was a prank call. Pretend it never happened. Pretend it wasn't even real. It's a prank call or
what
something.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, a prank call, like a prospector prank call. Do you know what a prospector prank call is?
No, I don't.
It's a prank call. It's not real. You're on Rock 107 right now.
Oh my goodness.
Jessica.
Yes?
Yeah, it's Prospector. You're on Rock 107. It's a Prospector prank call.
Oh, you're the guy that does the pranks on the radio?
Yep.
Oh my God.
Steve, who works with you, gave us your number, and I just thought I'd call with some elaborate whistleblower prank and act out of control. You must have been like, what is going on with this guy?
Oh my gosh, I thought this guy was going to have a heart attack. He was going crazy.
I was breaking a sweat, man. I don't want Russian agents to abduct me, though.
Exactly.
Thanks for listening to Prospector's Prime Cuts Podcast. Be sure to catch us live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 a.m. on Rock 107 or online at rock107.com or the Rock 107 app, a free download for your Android or iPhone. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss Prospector's Prime Cuts.